Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're going to talk about Girl Smarts this morning. It is a it's a program. It's a Stafford-based program, but goes far beyond Stafford. And Diana Flutt joins us this morning. Diana, it is great to have you here this morning.
Hi, Ted. It's nice here on the AM side of the house.
It is. You've been on the FM side a lot with Dee several times.
I think the sun's a little brighter over here.
thank you. I do too. And Dee on our sister station, B101.5, and also Holly Hazard have just for years been telling me.
Yeah, great people.
You need to have Diana in. And boy, looking over the program that we're going to talk about this morning, what a great program. Talk a little bit about what Girl Smarts is all about.
So Girl Smarts is a series of workshops that we bring to elementary schools as an after-school program that really works to establish leadership skills and confidence in girls in fourth and fifth grade. Surprisingly, as I was doing my research about starting something like this, a girl's self-esteem peaks when she's 9 years old. And then it starts to really crash as she looks to her social environment and expands her social relationships because she's comparing herself and she's getting into different relationships with more challenging focus than what she may have experienced. So Girl Smarts goes in to try and get into that decision cycle and make her comfortable with who she is and confident in who she is and keep her grounded through those tween and early teen years.
And that's what's, Diana, just so great about in looking about this and in just knowing kids and looking at my own kids.
Right.
So often these programs deal with when you get to middle school or high school, but you're really attacking it before or right at the time.
Oh, exactly. We want them to walk into middle school and think, hey, I'm pretty great. You know, I don't need to be influenced to do things that I know are out of bounds in terms of what I've been brought up to understand is right and wrong. And honestly, Ted, when you give the girls these skills, they attack the world with them. I mean, they are ready to go. And it's so exciting to see them go from really feeling a little bit uncomfortable to by the last workshop, because we work with them for 2 years. By the last workshop, I mean, they are ready. So that's very fun.
Boy, and for a parent to hear that, or a grandparent or anybody to hear that, you know, they're able to attack things and go in with confidence. That's important.
It is important. And it really just gives, you know, I think empowerment is about giving people tools that they haven't had before to react to situations that might be uncomfortable. And that's exactly what the program does. It's just tools for their kit bag so that when they have to make maybe a difficult decision, they have a way to navigate that. And, you know, when you start this young, it really becomes a part of who they are as opposed to something they just learned in school.
What I think is so cool about this, Diana, is that when we get to the point of, so how did this all come about? Normally you think that, well, Diana's going to tell us, well, I noticed with my daughters and this and that. How this came about, I think, is really an interesting story because it's not your typical story.
Right. No, it's pretty cool. I'm a retired Army officer, and my last 5 years on active duty, I actually gave birth to four little boys. So I was pretty thrilled that I had been to war because it gave me an opportunity to understand the stressors I was going to deal with. But my sons, I went into the PTO environment after I retired from the military because I had all these leadership skills and I wanted to do great things. And I got to know these really beautiful kids in Margaret Brent Elementary School. And my sons, when they got into middle school, I had one son that came home and he said, Mom, the girls in middle school are just like losing it. They're crashing in terms of their confidence and in their ability to face situations. And he started just letting me know the crisis that was there. And he kind of said, Mom, you got to do something. And so, you know, I'm always up for a fight. And so I started doing the research, and I had a good relationship with Margaret Brent because of my PTO time. And I worked with their counselor, Laura Hoover, who just got Counselor of the Year, by the way, at Margaret Brent Elementary School.
Ooh, okay.
So shout out to Laura. So she and I started up with about four workshops and 24 girls. And from there, we saw the value of it, and it just started to take on a life of its own.
Wow. To have one of your sons come home and see that,
I know,
and be able to, that to me, that's such a great story because most boys wouldn't even care or would just say, you know, they're weird.
Yeah, but that's the thing of instilling empathy in your kids when they're young, because they really do connect in a way that is good for the world to experience. And I know that sounds kind of hokey, but, you know, they got to have empathy with other people and what other struggles are so that they can work toward a fix for them.
Well, and for them to be able to come home and for you then to pick up on that and to have the conversation and then to take off like you did.
Well, I will say that at the time, I also heard about an outreach at the White House, and this was back in 2009, and they were using their strong female leadership to mentor girls that were at risk in middle school around the White House physicality. And I thought, you know, most of these women are probably commuting up from Stafford and Prince William County to go to the White House. And I have some incredibly remarkable women in my life, FBI professionals and, you know, folks that work up at the Justice Department. And I thought, why are we wasting really any time in connecting this opportunity for girls to hear their stories? Because I'm a firm believer that if you can't see it, you can't be it. And so I think the girls needed these role models to kind of lift them and understand where they could go.
Well, and when you said just a few minutes ago, Diana, that a girl's self-esteem peaks at 9,
yes.
If it's
mm-hmm.
peaking at 9, so many of these programs, like, you know, as we said, start in the teen years or start maybe 4 or 5 years later. And for some kids, that's too late.
It is. And the population starts to narrow. Like, we all of a sudden start only working with girls who may be at risk. And the point of Girl Smarts is to make all the little boats rise higher by raising the water level. The girls that are much more comfortable are able to impact the girls that are having a little bit more difficulty with self-confidence. And so instead of just being focused on kids at risk, we get all the girls in and they become a team. They start to support one another. They start to stand up for one another. And really, in their middle school years, when the isolation can be really devastating for them, having that team to support them is really of benefit.
What's fascinating about this is you've been able to, you talked about leadership and what you picked up from the military, but also being involved in schools and understanding the PTO side of things in schools.
Yeah, you know, I've always loved to be kind of an evolutionary trainer, or really a trainer that looks at new ways to introduce skills to people in the military, because I worked with human intelligence and also with the kids. And we were a very active PTO, a very active school, as most schools are here in Stafford County. And it was just great to kind of bring some of that, I don't know, fun stuff to teach really hard lessons like values-based decision making. I mean, you know, that's a pretty significant concept to give a young girl, and finding ways to do that in a fun and lifting way has been a challenge, but also it's like, you know, breaking through ice when you find something that works. So,
For the person who wants to find out more about Girl Smarts, I'm sure you've got a website.
Yes, absolutely. Please go to girlsmarts.com, and they have information there to contact me, and we can get you started with a program at your school, and I'd be thrilled to allow our team to reach out to you.
And we'll talk about that as we go along this morning.
Great.
You're going to write a book someday?
I was just talking to somebody about that yesterday. Yes, I hope to. That would be a fantastic opportunity.
Because just in the first 15 minutes as we've talked here, I just thought it would be a fantastic. I mean, you just are just gaining and have seen so many things, so much insight. It would be fantastic.
Yeah, I think when you put yourself out there, that the universe is going to take care of where you land.
Yeah.
And so, it's fun.
Diana Flood here. Girl Smarts is what we're talking about this morning. Girlsmarts.com is the website. Girl Smarts. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Diana Flood here this morning. We are talking about Girl Smarts, the program that really targets elementary school girls. When we talked about getting information and going to the website, Diana.
Right.
If I'm around here or anywhere, and I'm thinking, boy, I would like to have this kind of program in my school. How does that work?
Yeah, so here in Stafford, it's pretty easy. You just reach out to me. I have like a 20-minute prepared discussion or presentation that I can come down and talk to your administration. I can be sponsored in by the administration. I can be sponsored in by a PTO or a PTA. All we really need is the support and chatter about the school. You know, I'm a firm believer that if parents want something, it'll be successful mm-hmm. at a school. So if I can get the numbers of girls to come into the program, then I can support the school. And honestly, here in Stafford, I'm in about 15 of the 18 elementary schools. I believe there's only 18. We're growing down in Spotsy, and we've got a presence now in Prince William and up in Fairfax. So I've got 5 facilitators, 2 of which have their PhDs in education and life coaching. I've got, you know, a lifetime rec person. She's worked in after-curricular activities, after-school activities her whole career. I've got really qualified women that want to come in and lift up the girls to feel better and feel confident and feel ready to take on the world.
So in the time that you've been doing this, I'm sure you've seen some pretty spectacular things.
Yeah. You know, there's lots of stories out there. But I think some of the ones that really ring true to my heart are when I see a girl that is so enclosed and so down about herself. And I had one particular story where there was a young girl, and when she spoke, I couldn't hear her talk. I mean, literally, the volume was so low, I couldn't hear her talk. And so I kept her after one of the workshops, and we just worked on the volume aspect of things. And I got her to stand on the stage, and I stood in the back of the room, and I said, yell at me. Yell at me again. Yell at me again. And we got to a place where I could literally hear. So fast forward a year when we bring back alumni from the program to talk to fifth graders as before they hit up into sixth grade. And I get a text and said, Mrs. Flood, I'd like to come back to be part of the program at fill in the blank school. And I said, sure, I'd love to. But honestly, I didn't know who it was because, you know, we have hundreds of girls that go through the program and I just get a text number. And so she comes in and it's this young lady. You know, she went from being this incredibly withdrawn, low volume, don't look at me kind of gal. And now she's sitting up on a panel in front of all these fifth graders because she had something to say. Wow. And it's really kind of remarkable to see this flower start to blossom in front of you when you're running through the program.
And because that's the kind of thing to be that kind of thing, like you said, with a low volume. Oh, I mean, that just sets... You start digging a hole for yourself, and you can never get out sometimes.
She wanted to disappear. She wanted to not be seen, and we helped her stand up and be seen. And, you know, that's another great voice for the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, see, when I just asked you about a book. Someday you're going to be part of a movie.
Oh, somebody's, she was.
you can just see some of these stories where someone's going to be able to, like that.
Wow.
You know, just say, yeah. I couldn't do anything. Because I know just with my own kids, you would see kids like that. And you just sometimes, your heart just broke for them.
Right.
But a lot of us don't have the skills or even the time to be able to do that kind of thing.
Yeah, you know, I really believe, Ted, that parents are trying to do the best they can. I mean, I think that the majority of us are working hard. We're trying to give our kids self-confidence and give them every gift that we can. But the reality is it's very hard and complicated when you've got two working parents or parents working two jobs to have a discussion about values-based decision-making sitting around the table, or to have a discussion about when, you know, beauty messages are over the top for young ladies and put them in perspective. So we are able to go in and reinforce the voice of the family and give them the girls, you know, I don't know about you, but when I was talking to my boys, I could literally see like the glazed frosting come over their face.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So to have some discussion in an educational environment where the girls are hearing these same messages. And frankly, our teachers work so hard just to do what they're mandated to do, that while they will give these lessons to the kids every time they have an opportunity, their opportunities are very limited for these sorts of things.
But it's interesting you say that, because I've talked to a couple of teachers this year in Spotsylvania who are telling me that between all of the classes they have.
Right.
That in some cases, they have over 200 kids. And they're having a hard time just remembering names.
Yes, exactly.
And so, you know, like you say, it's not like it used to be in a lot of schools, unfortunately.
Well, think about it. I mean, we're testing kids. Teachers are doing everything from checking for scoliosis to, you know, eyesight. And then every once in a while, they get to teach them addition and subtraction. So the idea that they wouldn't be able to go into these sort of character-based programs dramatically is not surprising. I mean, unless we want to pay them a lot more and give them a lot more time with the kids, you know, then that's a different situation, I guess. But, you know, Girl Smarts has that ability to bring in all our supplies, all our needs. We just need a little bit of a finger hook into the school by some support from the school, and we'll make it happen for them.
Well, I love the name.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't want it to be exclusionary. Like, I thought Girl Power was a little bit, you know, I really just want it to be a program where women that have gone through a lot, that are not blasted on television, are not a size two, are not, you know, that P word perfect, you know, to have the girls examine them. I wanted them to have a chance to talk to the girls about their lessons in life. You know, what is real. Now, it's a curriculum-based program. We do a lot of research. We update it. That's another thing that we can do that, of course, a parent who has a real job life can't sit there and cull through all the research associated with how to stand up to bullies and things like that. But we have that ability to do that. And so we can update the curriculum and keep it flowing.
Well, and you mentioned bullying, and that's such a it's a huge topic in everywhere today. And this, well, you talk about a program that will help fight against bullying. This is it.
Yeah, we have two workshops specifically targeted on helping the girls deal with bullying behaviors. One is a program on empathy to kind of stop them from developing this mean girl attitude and having them connect with feelings that other people might experience from their behaviors. And the second is actually, you know, we call it what you're going to do, kind of based on the, you know, when they come for you kind of mentality.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it just gives them strategies on how to deal with bullying behaviors so that they can stand up for themselves, not in a physical way, but in a way that allows them, we call it break contact. They can break contact from a position of strength and they can walk away feeling good about themselves. And oh, by the way, they make themselves a harder target for the next bully situation that comes along because they're not going to give the bully the satisfaction of the rise of emotion that the bully's looking to experience. So it really culminates in stronger kids. And, you know, one of the stories I have about that is that one of the girls down in Spotsy, after we taught her one of the ways that we give the girls, she came back the next workshop and she said, Mrs. Flett, I've had this boy that's been bothering me all year long. And she said, I used the 3-year-old approach on him. And I got to tell you, he didn't know what to do. He just turned around and walked away. And I said, well, great. I said, do you think he's going to bully you anymore? She said, oh, yeah, but I know what to do now. Huh. So they don't see it as if this doesn't stop, you know, it's bad, it doesn't work. They see it as a tool that they can refer to over and again to, you know, take care of themselves.
Well, and I really like, Diana, what you've talked about, because you've talked about it with your son and with the kids, and empathy is a big word in all of this. And boy, empathy is a word that society needs a lot. All of us need more empathy.
Well, you're not kidding. And I think it's a skill. And like any skill, you have to practice it in order for it to get better. And I also believe that, you know, it's not blind empathy. I mean, clearly there are some behaviors that are wrong. I don't teach them to feel bad for the bully, you know, because he's probably or she's probably going through some serious issues themselves in their own home fronts. But they need to understand that it's about the bully and not about them. They need to understand that that bully is probably experiencing situations that the girls can come to understand to kind of put that back on the bullying behavior person as opposed to absorbing that as themselves.
Well, when you told the story a few minutes ago, first story you told about the girl who hardly talked or didn't talk loud, and I was thinking, boy, those are the kind of people often that become the
targets.
Easy target.
Absolutely.
And
you're
absolutely eliminating a target, and you're creating a confident girl there.
Yeah, you know, I worked anti-terrorism for a period of time when I was in the military because of my military intelligence background. And one of the strategies is to make yourself a harder target than the person or the area next to you. So our concept is to give our girls skills to make them a harder target. And so that they're not going to give the bully the satisfaction that they're looking for in their interactions with them.
Well, I read your bio, and you talked about why you got out of the military. It was so interesting. You see a lot of things about 9/11, mm-hmm. about how it changed so many things. And 9/11 was really a turning point for you and your family.
Yeah, it was. At the time, I was the deputy office chief. I was acting office chief, but I was the deputy for an office that looked at intelligence for sort of several countries, big countries like North Korea and China. And we had a section that also worked on some smaller countries. And one of those small countries was Afghanistan. So 9/11 comes along. I'm sitting in my office with my security officer, and the phone rings, and it's the red phone. It's a classified phone. And I pick it up and I answer, and there's an inbound to DC. And I said, okay, roger that. What's the estimated arrival? Three mics. Roger that. What's the target? Unknown at this time. Mm. Roger. Thank you. Click. Hang up. I called upstairs to my boss, Mr. White, and I said, Mr. White, there's an inbound to D.C. He said, what's your source? I said, my husband in the Pentagon. So my husband was across the water.
And you didn't know at that time.
We didn't know that the Pentagon was the target. About 10 minutes later, three minutes later, the Pentagon went up. And I was literally standing in the hallway at the Defense Intelligence Agency looking across the water at the Pentagon on fire. And, clearly my husband was not going to be able to call me and let me know. It took about 3 hours for him to actually reach out and let me know he was okay. But you got to work through those things. And it was clear to me we were going to be heading back into that theater of operations. I'd been there before with Desert Shield, Desert Storm when I had no children. Now I was pregnant with about 7.5 months pregnant with my fourth son. And I knew I could not serve soldiers and my family at the same level of dedication that I wanted to. So one of us had to leave the military. I was pregnant, and we made the decision that I was the one that was going to retire.
Well, when I read that, and that was even before we've talked in it like we have here, and I just thought, boy, that's one of the things. A lot of girls now in this community and elsewhere are really the beneficiaries of that decision.
Oh, well,
because of what's happened, because of girl smarts.
Yeah, but I think once you experience the type of selfless service that the military requires from you, you really get an itch for that in your heart. And, I always say that when your skills and your passions collide, then that's what you're meant to do. And in this case, my skills have collided with my passion of empowering children, and it's allowed me to pursue girl smarts in a way that's benefiting a lot of folks.
GirlSmarts.com is the website. Diana Flett here with Girl Smarts. She's from Stafford. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:31.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Diana Flett is here this morning. She is with Girl Smarts.
Organizations, by the way.
I knew I was going to say that. When I wrote Girl Smarts down this morning, I thought that's a lot like Girl Scouts. I have to make sure I don't say that.
It's funny. I have a lot of Girl Scouts that bring the program in to support their girls as well, because we approach similar issues from different ways. And so the Scouts have their own, very cool way of approaching some of these issues, and we complement that. So I am not, any program that works to strengthen our young ladies is great for me.
GirlSmarts.com is the website. You'll want to check it out and see how you can get it into your school. So how many girls have gone through this, Diana?
So I told you that I started off with 24 girls and 4 workshops in one school.
Yeah,
At Margaret Brent, right. Now we're on 21 campuses. We've had about 4,000 girls go through the program. This past fall, we had 517 girls enrolled in programs from down in the edges of Spotsy. I didn't have any clue how big Spotsylvania County was until I started driving it all the way up to, Fairfax up in Fairfax Station in Fairfax County. So, the stronger the group of girls is, the more numbers I have in a program, the better the program impacts the school in general. I've had guys that are janitors in schools tell me they can tell the difference between girl smarts and girls and girls that haven't experienced the program. I mean, that's how much of a change they experience with some of these young ladies. So, so we are in 21 campuses, you know, and just doing fun, good things.
That's funny, though, that somebody like janitors really notice a lot of things.
Well, you know, they see the kids in a very uncontrolled environment in most cases, like lunchrooms and out on the fields and things like that. So when they see a difference in the way young ladies are carrying themselves, I think that that's a great statement.
Yeah. You know, no, when you said that, I thought, boy, that's really high praise.
You know, the program doesn't have a lot of metrics that we can measure, although I have had a couple. I had a PhD do her her dissertation using Girl Smarts, girls and their understanding of body image. She compared our girls, about 150 of our girls, with a similar number down in the Hampton Roads area. And she had a statistical significant outcome in terms of Girl Smarts, girls feeling better about their body image than girls that hadn't experienced the program. But most of our kudos come from anecdotal comments from parents and things. I had one parent say her daughter's never looked her in the eye before. And now one parent said that. And now she's looking her in the eye. And, you know, one parent sent me a note and said, hey, my daughter came down and apologized after losing her cool the other day. And I can't think of any reason that happened except for the program that she's in. So, you know, those things. I mean, as a parent, I know that if somebody impacts my children in a positive way, I'm thrilled to have that as a part of her reality. You know?
Yeah. So. Well, and the fact that you're doing it in targeting girls in elementary school, because that's just about the time when things start happening. And I just remember being in school, and it's even worse now. Things start happening so fast.
They do. You know, most kids, their personalities form between the ages of 0 and 5. We see bullying behaviors already in first grade and kind of these mean girl mentalities. Mm-hmm. But it manifests differently with girls. When you're in first grade and you want the yellow truck and that somebody has it, you go over and you take the yellow truck. That's the way it works.
Yeah.
But with girls, they start to get into this relational aggression that is key to girl bullying, where they use relationships with other girls in order to isolate and ostracize girls in the group. And so that's an emotional pain that our girls have to learn to react to. And that's hard to give them skills to react to.
And to give them skills at that age,
right.
So when it really starts ramping up
in
middle school and in high school,
yes.
They've had a chance to perfect it and get better at it.
Right. And I'm not saying it's a panacea. You know,
sure.
Girl smarts impact some girls very significantly and some girls not so much. But my youngest son now is in high school, and he had a girl on texting and they were going back and forth. And she said, oh, tell your mom that I really loved Girl Smarts. She'd gone to the program at Rock Hill Elementary School. And I said, oh, well, ask her what she remembers. And so Danny did. And she came back. She said, well, I don't really remember anything specifically. And I said, okay, ask her if she uses the third eye. And he texted her that. And she said, I use that all the time. She said, I don't remember that came from Girl Smarts. You know, she's in high school now.
Yeah.
I certainly don't remember what I was doing an 8 or 9-year-older. So her ability to kind of incorporate this into her life as a skill went far beyond Girl Smarts, quote unquote. It was now part of who she was. And that's the beauty of the program, is giving them these skills this young, it becomes natural for them to use them.
Every program costs money.
Yes.
How is Girl Smarts funded?
Right now, we're on a tuition-based program, so every girl pays a tuition to come to the program. I also offer, if the school is going to pay for it or a PTO is going to pay for it, then we can order do a blanket program cost that is somewhat reduced from the tuition that we charge per student. So I never have turned a girl away from Girl Smarts because of money. The Women and Girls Fund here in this Rappahannock area has been fantastic. If you don't know about the Community Foundation and the Women and Girls Fund, I would suggest you take a look at it. It really benefits. Only about 22 cents on the dollar goes towards women and girls issues and general charitable donations. With the Women and Girls Fund, they specifically look at girls and strengthening and empowering girls and women so that that's where they put all their charitable dollars. So they've been really forthcoming with support. And I sometimes have parents that'll just step up and say, hey, I want to pay for another student as well as my student to go through tuition. I mean, you know, people have different situations. And I was in a program up north, and you know, I spent 20 minutes talking about values and how you can't set a value in a corner, because a lot of girls think my iPad, my iPod, you know, those are my values. Well, we differentiate. We have to get them to where they understand that something you sit in a corner can't is not really a value, except for family. We have to work through that one a little bit. But when I talk for 20 minutes about that and a girl still says her number one value is food, I have to give her that. You know, I'm not going to argue her out of that, because for her, food means safety and security and nurturing. And so I have to respect that. But some kids, you know, even with the small amount of dollars that we charge, can't afford the program. So that's where the very generous folks in my life have come into play. The Women and Girls Fund has come in. And they have grants. You know, Spotsy was awarded a full grant to have girls attend at their school through a particular granting program that is focused on increasing values and integrity and leadership in girls. So there are opportunities. And I help. You know, like, I've basically got all the answers done. It's just a matter of fitting them into the formats, because it's a very specific program. You know, the curriculum is pages and pages long. My facilitators practice and study and watch videos and go through trial presentations before they ever get in front of the girls. So, you know, we've got a unified message when we get there.
And so, as we talked about earlier, if you're interested in getting this program into the schools, go to girlsmarts.com.
Absolutely.
Get a hold of somebody and get, you know, that's, I guess, the way to get the ball rolling.
Yeah, you can actually reach out at info@girlsmarts.com, and that will give me an email, and then I'll reach back to you. Also, we've got three camps coming up this summer, and I think that for schools that haven't had the program present, that the camps are a terrific way to get your girls the skills. Half-day camps as well as full-day camps. Mm. So we're running them out of Aquia, the Aquia Harbor Inn, which is a nice, secure location. I like that about it. The parents will have entree into the Aquia neighborhood. I've already coordinated everything with their security folks. And, you know, the girls will come in. We have a program June 18th through the 22nd. So that first week after school lets out, which I know parents are scrambling at that point to try and, you know, look for something for their kids to do. There's one in July. And that one's actually the first time we're going to do a boy-girl camp. It's called Character Connectors. But, you know, boys experience this stuff too. And I am excited with the fact that my boys will be home from college, so I'll have a male presence there for the boys to experience. But we're going to ramp it up a little bit. I can do some things with the girls that I can't really expect boys to pay attention to. They have to have a little bit more physicality at this age to keep them involved. So we're going to ramp it up a little bit and give them some options for that. And then there's a program August 20th through 24th, which is called Power Up, just again for girls. And in that one, we're going to get the girls ready for their next grade. You know, there is such an incredible difference when a child walks into a classroom and instead of you introducing her to the teacher, she introduces you to the teacher. And she says, "Mrs. Smith, my name is Abigail. This is my mother, Mrs. Flett." It's a huge moment for the girl. And we practice that because it takes practice. You know, you have to do that over and over and over again for them to get comfortable.
Isn't that interesting? Because and that kind of stuff does take practice.
Yes.
And you do it and you hear yourself saying it.
Right.
And what a difference to go into I wish I had known something. I mean, every year I went in each grade just with fear and trembling.
Right, right, right.
But to go in with some confidence.
Yeah, and the fact that they're off to such a great footing with the teacher, you know, that gives her a great first impression. We talk a lot about first impressions and handshakes and standing up and eye contact. And just if you can give them those physical skills, even if they have to fake it at first, if they're faking it, eventually they're going to make it. So it's just tools for their kit bag. Yeah.
Well, and boys and girls are so different. Having both boys and girls, I never would have believed it.
Mm-hmm.
But to see the things and the way girls treat each other and boys treat each other at school, it really is different.
It is different. I do think, though, sometimes that we're not giving boys the opportunity to have an emotional response, you know, and we have to allow them to understand that that's okay. you know, you can be sad. You get to experience those same emotions. But yeah, there's a different way that girls do this relational aggression, and that's their kind of way of bullying. Boys, we know, are a little bit more physical and all that. Trends are changing a little bit. Girls are starting to get a little bit more physical.
Mm-hmm.
But all of our responses to those behaviors are non-physical and, you know, really boosting in terms of confidence.
Well, as we talked just a second ago about, you know, how you teach them to go in and teach, to introduce themselves
to
teachers. I mean, that's something that all parents can do with boys and girls.
Yes, absolutely. And we don't think, you know, you don't think in those sort of miniature terms. You know, like those small little things really lead up to big impacts. There's another one I always talk about, in that oftentimes when Uncle Bill comes over, we'll tell Jimmy to go up and shake his hand, and we'll tell Susie to give him a hug.
Yeah.
You know, and that is just a slight difference, but you know, give her a chance to shake hands if that's what she wants to do. Or, you know, teach the kids how to say no. We can do that in a way that's not disrespectful. One of the first sentences I taught my kids was, thank you, but no thank you. I appreciate you offering. And that's a great way for kids to feel empowered if they can say no to things or experiences that they don't want to experience.
Now, and for kids, just that those kind of things – just teaching kids how to talk to adults.
Yes, absolutely.
So many don't, or they're shy, or
right.
They just don't. And it's important.
It has to be a deliberate and conscientious approach to teaching our kids these skills. You know?
GirlSmarts.com is the website. Diana Flett here with Girl Smarts. We're going to wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
We are talking Girl Smarts this morning. Diana Flett from Stafford here this morning. GirlSmarts.com, the website, but they are in schools all around, and it may be a program that you want to get involved in. As you've talked, Diana, I have just thought, boy, it's too bad there's not a Boy Smarts program around.
Yeah, you know, there's a couple of individual programs that are in schools, a couple of elementary schools. I know for sure in Stafford. I'm not sure about the other counties. I want to get to that place where I have a boy program that's dedicated to young men. And I've given as many ideas as I can to those programs in Stafford that do run boys programs. I just want to get good at this first and see if this is going to work its way through. And I want to find some men to help support this teaching of skills to boys, because I think it's very important to have them present.
So what's next for Girl Smarts?
Yeah, so, you know, we've got the camps coming up, which I'm really excited about. It's really our first time endeavoring into the camps opportunity. I really want to continue to expand here in Stafford County. I want to get more girls involved in the program in their particular schools. You know, the fourth and fifth grade's funny because flyers come home in backpacks, and parents are much less likely at that age to go through backpacks. So if you are in a school and you're not hearing about Girl Smarts, it starts to register in September, October, reach out to me and I'll let you know if we have a program there in your school. It's you can reach out at info@girlsmarts.com or at centralva@girlsmarts.com, and I'll let you know what the timelines are for programming. And you know, we're just going to keep growing. We're just going to keep empowering kids. We're just going to keep hustling to get out there to more children. This is a passion-based business. I mean, this is not, you know, I'm not making a lot of money doing it. I'm just out there to try and continue doing what I think is the right thing to do.
It's exciting. Again, talk about the camps, because you got a couple of them.
I do. So in June, we've got a camp called Girl Smarts Plus, and that's going to capture all the skills that we teach throughout the 2 years in Girl Smarts. We've got the girls for a whole week, which is so exciting because sometimes we're just pushing to get through. That's June 18th through the 22nd. Character Connectors, which is our boys and girls camp, is July 16th through the 20th. And then we've got the Power Up program, again, just for girls in August, to get them ready to head back to school with goals and to make them feel good about what they're going to accomplish the coming year. That's the 20th through the 24th. We can take kids from about 8 to 11, but honestly, if I have some really strong 7-year-olds that are able to focus, then I'm happy to have them. There's enough mix of discussion and doing things physically, hands-on stuff, that it keeps the girls interested. So I would encourage you, if you don't have anything that you're really looking for your girls to do this summer, if you got to send them to a camp, we're competitive with all the other prices. It's Aquia and the Aquia Harbor Inn. You'll get access to the community. I would just encourage you to take a look, ask me questions so that I can let you know what we're doing.
Boy, what an exciting thing. It's right here. And
yeah.
Boy, your kids, I mean, it could be a life changer.
Yeah, one girl actually wrote on her form that Girl Smarts changed my life, when she was done. And these are all anonymous inputs and stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm excited about the opportunities, and I hope that people will take us up on our offer to strengthen their kids.
Boy, just to see one person says that
yeah.
I'm sure that was a thrilling moment
it
for
was.
You.
It was. I get these feedback forms and I look at them sometimes and I have to pause. And I'm not going to say I break into tears because I'm, not that kind of person. But I do occasionally have to wipe my cheek because of
yeah.
the intensity of the emotions that these girls pour out.
Boy, you don't know their backgrounds, but
yeah.
That you're helping catapult them into the future.
Right, exactly. And when a girl can pick the path that she wants to walk, the other thing we do, Ted, that I think a lot of people don't talk enough about is failure. We talk about failure and we talk about the lessons that come from failure, and that, messing up is part of growing up, and that's how you learn. So it gives the girls sort of buy into the fact that they don't have to be perfect all the time. And, you should see their eyes when we talk about failing tests in sixth grade. I mean, they just, but invariably it's going to happen, and it's how they face that challenge and how they bounce back from that. That's going to be the talk of the town there.
Well, our word for the day has been empathy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's so important.
It is.
And especially for these elementary school kids,
right,
as they go forward.
Yeah, it is. And keeping them in tune with their own feelings as well as understanding other people's feelings is what's going to make a difference in their futures.
info@girlsmarts.com if you want to get in touch with you right away and
Absolutely.
Start throwing you questions. And again, the camp's a great idea, and it's right here in North
yeah,
Stafford.
And we're also going to let the kids go swimming, and they're going to get to go down to the horse stables, and we're going to have some folks come in and teach them some self-defense skills. So there's a lot going to be going on.
Diana, thanks for what you do.
Oh my gosh, my pleasure.
Boy,
thank you for letting me come on here.
I'm glad we got you on, and we'll start doing this more regularly,
yeah,
just to
I'd
talk
love
about
that.
A lot of issues out there and
perfect, and
get the word out. Girlsmarts.com is the website. info@girlsmarts.com if you want to talk to Diana. Diana, thank you so much.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
See you soon. Diana right. Flett with Girl Smarts in Stafford County. That's it. We'll see you tomorrow on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.